I think for me, one of the things that I love about Black History Month is that it gives you the opportunity to learn or to experience things that you might not otherwise encounter. And some of you will be aware that this year was the 40th anniversary of the Battle of Lewisham. I don't know if people are familiar with the Battle of Lewisham. Some are, some aren't. Well, 40 years ago in 1977, the National Front organised a march from New Cross to Lewisham. And at the time, it was a protest against crime that was happening in New Cross, which they blamed on black people in the local area. But the march was more symbolic than that as well, because the idea was that they were opposing multiculturalism. In fact, the leader of the National Front said that multiculturalism was evil. Local church leaders at the time and Lewisham Council opposed the march, and so an alternative march was organised, a peaceful march. That began in Ladywell Fields and went through to the middle of Lewisham. And that was led by the Bishop of Southwark and by the Mayor of Lewisham. On the day, 500 members of the National Front turned up in New Cross. They were met by members of the local community. They were met by members of the Socialist Workers' Party and other little political groups. And then I think 4,000 people gathered at Ladywell Fields for this peaceful march. Unsurprisingly, as the day went on and tempers flared, it did lead to violent confrontations between the police, the National Front, and some of the protesters. But yesterday I watched the speech that the Bishop of Southwark made at the time, and I'd like to quote some of it to you. This is what it said. He said, "We must stand shoulder to shoulder, whatever our politics, whatever our religion, against the tyranny of racism. We've not just to protest against, we've got to work for. And we've got to work for a society which treats all men," it was 1977, "with justice, so that they can live together in a better world with dignity and hope." 40 years on, having heard a little bit of what Minns had to say, having heard from other members of the congregation here at St. Peter's, I'm aware that the battle for Lewisham and for Greenwich and every other borough in our City of London still goes on, albeit in a different way. Earlier this week, you may have heard the news that the government published the findings from an audit on race equality, and that they found that there are deeply ingrained disparities between people of different ethnic groups. And unsurprisingly, much of the data shows disadvantage for black, Asian, and minority ethnic groups. So the bishop's words are as relevant today as they were 40 years ago. We have to work for a society which treats all people with justice, so we can live together in a better world with dignity and hope. And as the church, we are called to be a sign of that better world. We are called to be a community of hope, a group of people who are living differently or seeking to live differently, following the example of Jesus. And the very earliest Christians were doing the same thing. That's one of the reasons Paul wrote his letter to the church in Ephesus. There, the Christians were also struggling with labels, not labels that brought them together, but labels that drew them apart. Their labels read Jew and Gentile, insider and outsider, clean and unclean. Labels can divide us, but they can also bring us together as well. So when Paul wrote, he wrote to give them a new set of labels, some new words that would define this Christian community. And the first label he gave them said, one. We are one. There is one body, Paul says, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. It doesn't matter where we come from, what we look like, or the language that we speak. In Christ, we are one. That's our first label. But then the other labels that Paul gives them are different. We're one and yet we're different. And we're needed. Because after he's told them that we're one, he goes on to tell them that God gives different gifts to different people, and all of those gifts are necessary for the body of Christ to reflect the person of Jesus and to be his representatives in the world. It says that the whole body of the church, building itself up in love as each part does its work. We are all different, but we all have a part to play. We are all needed if we are to truly reflect the person of Jesus. And so for me, as I've thought about Black History Month, as I've thought about the battle for Lewisham, as I've listened to Min and listened to others, I guess I sense the challenge is this. Are we fulfilling our calling as the church? Are we a sign of a better world? Are we a community of hope? Because marches and protests and demonstrations have their place, but for me, Paul's vision of the church is lived out on a daily basis in the ordinary and everyday encounters. Paul's vision of the church that is one and different, where all are needed, are lived out when we share the peace, when we reach out to touch the hand of someone who is different from us. Paul's vision of the church is lived out when we put our rotas together and when we ask people to read or lead prayers or serve communion or preach. Paul's vision of the church is lived out when we share coffee together after the service and we decide who we're going to talk to. So today, I invite all of us to ask ourselves, what do we need to do? What do I need to do to fulfill the calling of the church? What do you need to do to fulfill the calling of the church, that we might be the sign of a better world? Amen.